And I'd like now to welcome Candace Walsh. She is managing editor at New Mexico Magazine and is with us today speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So we've got lots of stuff going on this summer weekend and beyond.
So much stuff.
Let's just talk for a moment about the Santa Fe Opera, which is going into full swing. This is the time of the year where they have... I think they're getting toward doing a different opera every night of the week.
Yeah, I was just reviewing the calendar. I see tonight they have Verdi's La Traviata.
Oh, I saw that the other night.
Oh, yeah?
It's traumatic. It's so beautiful and so sad.
I'm about feel-good operas this season. I'm going to go for Marriage of Figaro.
that's probably a good idea. But La Traviata is so beautifully done.
Right. No, I will go to that as well. And tomorrow is The Marriage of Figaro, and it's a revival of the production from, I want to say 2009.
2009.
Which was just gorgeous.
It was gorgeous, and it's a little different, and
different people.
They tweaked it. Yeah, and different people.
They have a younger Almaviva, so instead of him being this old lech, he's kind of hunky, and so there's a totally different dynamic on stage with the ingenue.
What else is going on?
Well, Sunday is the Santo Domingo Pueblo Feast Day, and I was at Ojo Caliente this week, and I visited the jewelry artists who were there, and they were from Santo Domingo, and so I got a personal invitation to go on Sunday, and I'm looking forward to going. It's
nice.
It's supposed to be amazing. They're specifically known for their jewelry art work and also their pottery, which is very traditional, but the jewelry is sort of the standout art of that pueblo.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a note from the New Mexico museums, and it turns out that the Museum of International Folk Art, there was an article that gave the impression that the entire museum was going to be closed, but it was only one little tiny part, like the lab, the conservation lab. So the museum is open, ladies and gentlemen. It never closed, in case anybody got the wrong impression.
That's right. Still go.
And there's an incredible exhibit of Japanese kites up there.
Yeah, there's been a lot of make-your-own kite stuff, and it sounds amazing.
Yep.
At the Santa Fe, and at the New Mexico Capitol Rotunda Gallery, is through the 16th, is an exhibition called New Mexico Unfolding, which is a fiber art exhibition, and all sorts of different interpretations of fiber art, but with a singular theme of the art item expressing the relationship of home.
All right. I got a note from Pax Christi, which is doing their annual Hiroshima Commemoration Day with sackcloth and ashes. So this will be Sunday, August 4th at 2 o'clock at Ashley Pond in Los Alamos. There will be 30 minutes of silent meditation while wearing sackcloth. Sacks will be provided. And peace activist and author Brother John Deere will give a short talk. And John Deere is just a wonderful man, lifelong peace activist, has really put if you're a Catholic priest, you can't really put your money where your mouth is because you don't have any money, but he's really put his body in the line of all kinds of actions and is a wonderful person. So that is this weekend.
Sounds wonderful. I'm glad they're providing the sackcloth because it would be hard to know where to get that.
I'm fresh out of sacks.
We've got Peter Sarkisian's video works. Now that's going to be ending August 18th, so try to make it if you haven't been there yet.
Okay.
And on August 5th, Bill Hearn and Kathy Faber's Swingin' Country Band are going to be at the Santa Fe Bandstand at 6 p.m. and 7:15 p.m. respectively.
Check out Santa Fe Bandstand. It's always tremendous fun. And I have to tell you, we have a cat of the week.
Oh.
This week's cat of the week is Keller. Very social and outgoing, Keller is playful and loves to have his belly rubbed. He would like to have he's grateful to have a comfortable place to sleep and would like to have a permanent home. He's got a short coat with orange tabby markings and white feet, and he's about 3 years old. If you are interested in adopting him, call Felines and Friends at 505-316-2281, or you can go to fandfnm.org, and they also have cat adoptions in Sambusco and Tecatu and all kinds of places. So, wonderful cat rescue organization.
Keller sounds like a great addition to any cat-loving family.
Yes. I'm sure it's named after Keller Williams, my favorite non-Spanish-speaking musician artist.
Well, I think he's named after Thomas Keller, the chef.
That must be it.
I think we should arm wrestle over it.
Let's do that. Ready?
Go. Also at the bandstand, we have on August 7th, Tiho Dimitrov and Max Gomez. Tiho Dimitrov is a Bulgarian-born blues man, and Max Gomez is Tausenio, acoustic guitarist and singer, and he's gotten quite a bit of exposure and success lately. We did a piece on him, and you can find that at New Mexico Magazine's website, nmmagazine.com. It just brings you up to speed on his journey and what's on the horizon for him.
Now, the time has come, and if I could do a drum roll, I would, because it's time for the KSFR Book and Music Sale. There are over 7,000 books, 3,000 CDs, 2,000 vinyl LPs, hundreds of DVDs, and the sale is at the Fitness Center at Santa Fe Community College. Now, today, starting at 1 o'clock, 1 to 6, it's free with Santa Fe Community College ID or a low admission price, and you get first pick of the good stuff at the book and music sale. And then tomorrow from 9 to noon, it's free. And then tomorrow afternoon from 1 to 3, it's a clearance sale. You fill a bag for 10 bucks, and you just, whatever's in that bag is yours.
Excellent. I love fill a bag.
Yeah.
I would imagine that the selection would be fantastic.
Fantastic. No, our 7, listeners
000.
Are...
7,000. I mean, think about all the decluttering that happened.
I know.
That's great.
A beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure some real rare finds, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the people who go today, there's always people who are book collectors.
Right.
Who know their thing. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, I mean, this is one of the funny things about electronic media, which is great in many ways, but you remember you used to go to a bookstore and some book would almost jump off the shelf at you?
Oh, yeah. I know. I love that. And I think it's still available to people. I mean, I just remember going to the library and having so many books that they were sort of slipping out of my hand as I walked to the parking lot. It was so exciting.
So check out the Book and Music Sale, and we will see you there.
One more Santa Fe bandstand mention. Matthew Andre, this is going to be on August 8th. Matthew Andre and Joe West in the Santa Fe Review will be playing at 6 and 7:15 p.m.
Of course, so Thursday of next week.
Right. Joe West is hugely iconically popular to Santa Fe and surrounding areas, so I think that'll be such a lively time.
Yes, indeed. And Collected Works Bookstore is having lots of things going on. Tonight at 6 o'clock, they are presenting from its regional and local author series, Terry Wilson, who will be reading from her book, Confessions of a Failed Saint. And there will be a book signing. And then tomorrow morning from 9 until noon, Irene Rawlings, author of Cast Iron Cooking with Sisters on the Fly, will be doing demos with Collected Works staff at the Rail Yard in front of the REI building. Then on Sunday, Journey Santa Fe presents Tom Rebe, who is the author of the book Inferno by Committee. He worked at Bandelier National Monument on fire crews for Yosemite and Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Parks doing education on fire. And he's giving a lecture at 11 o'clock on fire policy in New Mexico and nationwide. Then on Monday at 5 o'clock, and we're going to be talking to these guys, Leszek Monique and Tony Rapport-Zawitowski will be talking about their new memoir, Children and Fish Don't Talk. And it is an absolutely gripping and at times harrowing memoir about Mr. Zawitowski's childhood and life in Poland during World War II, and then his emigration to the United States. Tuesday the 6th, Santa Fe Collected Works Bookstore, Swaya, is doing a... Swaya and Collected Works are doing something called Writing Native America, and they have all kinds of authors and photographers, and Michael Pettit, Ricardo Cate, Dolores Purdy, Laura Toye, and many more. Wednesday at 6 o'clock, author Patricia Shapiro will talk about her latest book, The Privilege of Aging, Portraits of 12 Jewish Women. And finally, on Thursday the 8th, the 2014 New Mexico Treasures Engagement Calendar is there. Whoa, lots of stuff at Collected Works Bookstore.
I know. There's so many things I want to comment on. I'm probably going to forget a couple, but I will say that I have read Terry Wilson's book, and it's really fun.
Oh, good.
Yeah, she's also she teaches a lot of writing classes at the community college.
Yeah.
And probably in conjunction with the IAI event at Collected Works, Sherman Alexie is reading tonight at 6 p.m. at the IA Auditorium. He's an award-winning author. He's one of my favorites. He recently came out with a big, fat book of short stories called Blasphemy, which is guaranteed to take your sleep, you know, keep you from sleeping that night.
Because you stay up all night reading it, or because...
Oh, yeah. No, not... It's not like gothic horror or anything. Not my thing. And so that is at the IAI Auditorium. Tickets probably are still available, although maybe not. And you can get them through ticketsantafe.org or by calling 988-1234. Other readings that are associated with the IAIA Writers Festival are Joseph Boyden, Natalie Diaz, and Scott Momaday, Lucy Tapahanso, and Arthur Zay. So those are free readings, in addition to the Sherman Alexie reading, which is a fundraiser for the MFA Creative Writing Program.
Awesome. I got a note from Leslie Satin, who is doing a performance tonight. It's something called Daily Duets Mixed Doubles, and it's a dance project conceived by Leslie and our own Elise Gent tonight at 8 o'clock at the Rail Yard. And it's a duet relay, a continuous sequence of duets performed by dancers from New Mexico and New York. And it's the kind of like choreography derived from everyday life and movement and found sound and things like that. Leslie is from New York City. She's danced here before, so could be a very interesting night.
I think it will be. I went to one of her performances. My friend Nancy Judd was performing in it, and it was really great. I'm going to talk about a movie called The Wall. It looks very fascinating. It's about a contemporary female Robinson Crusoe figure in the Austrian mountains. It looks to be German language with most likely subtitles. And I had to love the kicker line here. Inside everyone lies a truth that only the wilderness can reveal. What kind of a truth do you think the wilderness would reveal in you?
Food for thought. Or maybe I'd be food for
I think it would reveal that I'm a whiner. Bring me back to civilization.
Who was it who called themselves an avid indoorsman?
Oh, I don't know, but
I can
resonate with that. I like hiking.
I do too.
But
in measure, as long as there's a
go back
nice cup of caffeinated tea at the end.
Exactly.
At home.
Yeah, at home or in a restaurant or something.
By the way, just a little aside, residential recycling bin distribution is happening tomorrow from 8 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon at the plaza on the corner of Lincoln and Palace Avenue. Recycle, ladies and gentlemen.
Please. And tonight at the Rail Yard Park, we got Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. It's free from 8 to 10:30. And on August 4th, which is Sunday, the farmers market shops open at the farmers market building. I guess this must be a more formalized shop setting. There will be chocolate, wine, and tea tastings. So that'll be wonderful.
Yes, indeed. And Thursday, August 8th at 6 o'clock. Never mind. I already did this.
Okay. Well, let's just jump into the 23rd annual benefit for the Museum of New Mexico Foundation. It's a Navajo rug auction. That's Saturday, August 3rd, in the courtyard of the Palace of the Governors. The preview is from 9 to 11 a.m., and the auction is at 11 a.m.
Excellent. And what else have we got here? Let's see.
I want to say... Oh, go ahead.
I got a note about the Live Taos Music Festival. Did you mention that already?
Nope.
It's a two-day multi-genre all-ages event. And their tagline seems to be, let the underground be overground. Mm. And lots of things going on at the Taos Mesa Brewing Company today from 4 in the afternoon till 1 in the morning. And tomorrow from 12 noon till 1 in the morning. And bands include Mother Falcon from Austin, As In We, The Art of Flying, RLLR Rollerball, I guess, without any vowels.
Hmm. Who needs vowels?
Who needs vowels, I ask you. Chris Stern from Chicago, Chris Harrison, et cetera, and lots of different people. So,
also in Taos, the Taos School of Music Festival goes through August 4th. Live chamber music concerts by faculty and students. These will be taking place at the Taos Community Auditorium in the Hotel St. Bernard. We did an article about their 50th anniversary last year, and people come from all over the country to perform, and the students get to have wonderful mentors, and it's just an incredible community and a legacy that goes on. So I would recommend catching that before they close down on Sunday.
And
stepping on each other's toes. Also, I wanted to say that on Monday, August 5th, the O'Keeffe Museum is having an event called Breakfast with O'Keeffe. Jed Fouts shares stories about his life growing up at a trading post on the Navajo Reservation. He's a fifth-generation art dealer, and he has the Shiprock Gallery here in town.
Excellent. Dr. Arup Mangalik will be doing a reading in Albuquerque at Bookworks tomorrow at 3 o'clock, and it's called The Mangaliks of Meerut and Lucknow. And for more information, you can call 505-344-8139. He was on this program recently, I think in June when I was away. One of my guest hosts had him on.
Okay. They did such a great job, by the way. It was so nice to listen to
Zaylee. Thank you. Zaylee, I'm so glad.
And Hollis.
Yeah, they're still doing a couple days.
Yeah. At El Rancho de la Golondrinas, Saturday and Sunday this weekend from 10 to 4, we've got the Summer Festival and Territorial Law and Order. Lots of wild westery. Got Peruvian paso horses of La Estancia Alegre. You can try flint napping, hide tanning, archery. Meet Sheriff, I'm doing scare quotes here, Sheriff Pat Garrett. And hear fascinating talks about New Mexico lawman El Fago Baca and territorial justice. Baca, I think he might have a big connection to Roswell, but I'm going to just stop there because my memory is escaping me. You can also meet author Margaret Moore Booker, who will sign her new book, Southwest Art Defined. And I have that book. It's beautiful. It kind of has a Dorling Kindersley, that just lots of pictorial images and information. It's a great guide.
Serenata of Santa Fe is doing their summertime pop-up performances. And today at noon, they'll be at Century Bank downtown across from the main post office. And then at 2 in front of the artist compound at 821 Canyon Road. It's called The Stables. At 4 o'clock at the Better Day Coffee Bar in Solana Center. At 6 o'clock at the Rail Yard. They're all 25 minutes long. They're all free. And it's Shanti Randall on viola and Jeff Sussman on production. So it should be very interesting. Some classical and some Middle Eastern music and all kinds of stuff going on.
Found musical art.
Yep.
I love this whole pop-up concept.
I know. Like flash mob classical music?
Yeah. It's like, you know, if it didn't have the label pop-up, it would just sort of be spontaneous or random, but instead it has this really great sexy current vibe to it.
Right.
At Sambusco, a couple more readings this weekend on Saturday, August 3rd at 2 p.m. Jacqueline Kelly reads and signs Return to the Willows, which is a sequel to The Wind in the Willows. And everybody under 16 gets a copy of Kelly's Newbery Honor book, The Evolution of Calpurnia Tate, courtesy of Opposite Books, where it will be located. I think that'll be just wonderful for kids. And on Sunday, August 4th at 2, Barbara Jacobs will read from her memoir and travelogue, Second Chances.
There's a group art show called Salon de la Raza. It's a celebration of the complexity and vibrancy of Spanish descendants in the Americas, ranging from Spain, Native American, and many others. And the opening reception has already happened, but the exhibition is ongoing, and it's at 2889 Trades West, Unit E, off of Siler Road. It's free and open to the public. So it should be interesting to be able to check that out. And on Saturday and Sunday, it is open, I guess, from 1 to 5. Mm-hmm. 1 to 9 on Saturday, 1 to 5 on Sunday is what it looks like.
Okay.
And by appointment, 699-5882.
We can't forget about the Screwtape Letters, which has lots of buzz this weekend. It's getting performed at the Lenzic, C.S. Lewis's tale, 8 p.m. tonight and 4 p.m. tomorrow, August 3rd.
Excellent. What's going on in movies? I got to find my screen and CCA stuff. Do we have any?
Yeah, besides The Wall.
Yeah.
I can turn. Notice the pages turning sound.
Yes, the sound of pages
turning.
We really
are using paper.
Oh, here it is. I just found it. I'm trying to find all this stuff in my email.
I got a CCA page here.
Oh, good.
Got I'm So Excited, a film by Almodovar. Excellent.
Oh, good. That's a new Almodovar film?
Yep, it's at CCA. It takes place on an airplane. It's an exultant farce. The Rolling Stone called it an irresistible camp fest with a stinging political subtext. Wildest comic ride since Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown. Raunchy riot of sex, drugs, and R&B. So I don't think that'll be a sleepy movie.
And no.
Lots of drama on an airplane.
I love his movies.
Me too.
They're always different and always good.
Yeah.
Behind the Scenes, a curator's tour at the CCA Munoz Waxman Gallery is happening on Thursday, the 8th of August at 6 in the evening. There's a suggested donation, and it's a walk around the current exhibition, Making Places.
Mm.
And you should RSVP to curator at ccasantafe.org by Tuesday, or you could just give them a call over at the CCA.
There's a silent comedy extravaganza at CCA Saturday and Sunday this weekend at 11 a.m. And a movie with James Cromwell and Genevieve Bujol called Still Mine. It looks like from what I can tell, just glancing at it, it looks like a kind of a romance for the baby boomer set. And Joss Whedon's Much Ado About Nothing, another buzzy movie.
Another buzzy movie that I hear is great and I still haven't gone to see it yet.
Yeah.
And Byzantium is in its final shows at the screen. It's called, they say that it's the best vampire movie since Let the Right One In, which doesn't mean a whole lot to me, but they've got free popcorn, with a receipt from Big Adventure Comics. And The Attack is a film based on, let's see, how long is it? From the international bestseller in collaboration with the Santa Fe Jewish Film Festival. And Hannah Arendt, that movie goes on. And then, well, there's some that are opening soon, but we'll talk about them next week.
Just want to throw out there that the Jean Cocteau Cinema is reopening. This is August 9th, which is into next week, but I just think it's worth putting on the calendar.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, George.
There will be a week of free movies.
Yeah.
And then you've got the return of tasty popcorn with real butter.
That popcorn there was so good. They always had Parmesan cheese and all kinds of condiments.
Yeah. I like my popcorn with nutritional yeast. I do. It's good. You should try it.
How do you like your popcorn, ladies and gentlemen? Write to radiocafe@ksfr.org.
I think that's important.
Seriously.
Speaking of food, one of my favorite topics tonight.
It is one of your favorite topics.
It is. Perennial. Annual ice cream social at the New Mexico Museum of Art. I've never been to an ice cream social, have you?
I have, not that I know of.
I wonder if there's always a barbershop quartet and people with bonnets. It just seems kind of like Little House on the Prairie-ish.
Yeah, no doubt.
But probably not tonight. Thanks to Häagen-Dazs on the Plaza for their support of this event. 5:30 to 6:30.
It's sort of like you think of that along with a lemonade stand or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hey, the Barkin Boutique, which benefits the Española Valley Humane Society, is having a gigantic shoe sale. Their prices at these are already very good. The Barkin Boutique has some wonderful clothing. It's right next to Jinja over in the
I love that store.
Center. It's great.
They're having a big shoe sale?
Yeah, 50% off of shoes.
More shoes than usual? Or
I don't know.
I have size 10 feet, so I usually there's only two pairs of shoes that I could ever
Well, it's this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But you never know.
Oh, I'm sure
nobody else will buy them.
Oh.
They're sitting there for you.
Is it not all about me? First Friday art walk tonight. Wadel Galleries, Llewellyn Galleries, S.R. Brennan Galleries, Manitou Galleries. This is in the West Palace Arts District.
Excellent.
From 5 to 7.
And all right.
If it's the first Friday, then it's the first Friday, first free jam at Studio Nia on San Mateo near the train tracks, where you can try out the wonderful exercise form of Nia with for free with about 6 to 8 teachers jumping in and out and leading the class.
Nice.
So you get to try different styles, and it's such a cool space.
Excellent. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, get your exercise. I joined a gym last week.
All right.
I was in one for a while, and my knees almost died.
What do you like to do there at the gym?
Oh, you know, strange as it may seem, the rowing machine.
I could see that.
I can just zone out.
Sure. That's very hypnotic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been thinking I need to do more muscle stuff again, besides the cardio.
Weightlifting.
Yeah.
You know, light weightlifting.
Yeah, just for a little toning.
Exactly.
Nothing that makes you grunt.
There's enough grunting already in this world. Candace Walsh is managing editor at New Mexico Magazine. She's with us speaking of the arts. It's great to have you on the air.
It was so much fun to be here. Thank you for putting up with me.
You're great. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafemc and on Twitter at radiocafemc. Thanks to Mary Lynn LeBlanc for engineering today. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, jazz. And ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to go over to the Santa Fe Community College Fitness Center and check out the KSFR grand, great book and music sale. Have a lovely weekend. Hasta la vista.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Ciao.